Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees, and served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try the Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. We go out to the West Coast and welcome in the manager of the injured but valiant right now New York Yankees. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Aaron. It's been a heck of a good week. You know that? Six in a row, 8 of 10 with the walking wounded. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, amazing what, you know, kind of has continued to happen. But, again, we're trending in the right directions with some of the injuries, and you just can't say enough about the guys that have been pressed into duty that have played significant roles and kind of that different guy every night that's stepped up and played a big part in us winning games.
That's what it's been, a different guy every night. Last night, Loaisiga gives you big three innings to hold the fort there, which was key to the game. He comes up with the big innings. LeMayu had been in a 2-for-30. He comes up with the big hit. I mean, so it seems like every night a different guy, and now you lose. Tell me about Frazier. Did you know Frazier was hurt before this? Was this a lingering injury?
No, he hurt it going back into the bag where he rolled his ankle a little bit, but we didn't think it was, when he was seen by the doctor after the game, didn't think it was going to be that big a deal. We were giving him the day off the following day, but I was treating him as an active player. Like if the right spot came up, he was going to hit and go in the game. He felt good, did all his pregame stuff to prove to be okay. And then, but that day it was a little more black and blue, and there's a little bit of swelling in there. So we just kind of decided to do an MRI as a precautionary, and noticed that there were some, partial tears in there on I don't know the exact spot, but essentially as, you know, a sprained ankle. And, so it's going to be probably close to that 10 days, and he should be fine. You know, he's actually doing pretty good already, feels like he could play, but it was something that he could probably go out and, if, you know, bad slide or something, injure it.
How much does the wins, six in a row, 8 out of 10, just give you enough of a cushion where you guys don't have to do anything drastic, like push somebody to play a little banged up?
I would like to think at this point, you know, we, you know, treat everything a little bit conservatively, and we're gonna err on the side of playing the long game. So we're not gonna put anyone that we feel like is in harm's way. That said, I mean, part of the game is guys are gonna be banged up, guys are gonna be beat up, and you gotta grind through that. So but we would never.
So there was no thought of keeping them active and trying to push through.
Well, originally, like when we were working through the process, and then we got the results, and a number of doctors kind of weighed in. Okay, what's the treatment here? What's the course of action? Then that kind of, you know, we decided that this was the best thing, not only for us, but for Clint.
And what happened to Stanton? He's got a setback, right?
I wouldn't say a setback. He's just had some lingering shoulder stuff, and while he was down, just felt like it was probably the wise thing to get it taken care of. They think the shot is something that'll knock it out. Today would be day 3 of 4 that he would be down, and then we go to San Francisco. He's staying here in Southern California to rehab with a place here, and then he'll join us when we're in Arizona and pick up his swinging again. And he's pretty far along already. The biceps healed. He's been able to do all his outfield work and running, and even hitting at a pretty high level even before we decided to go with the shot. And so I think he picks up and moves pretty quickly once the 4 or 5 days set in, and hopefully it works well, and we get to Arizona, he can kind of get moving.
Will you use Sanchez a little more as a DH so that you have Romine behind the plate and can get both bats in the lineup rather than, say, have Sanchez behind the plate and then push one of your other guys who would be on the field into the DH spot?
No, because and we're going into the National League starting tomorrow. So
that's right. I forgot you got Giants in Arizona coming up. I forgot.
So we got five straight National League games, so that's
absolutely
not an option.
Yeah.
Gary will play tonight, but then probably tomorrow with the late travel, and then Friday night game, Saturday day game, you know, Romine would catch one of those. So Romine will probably catch the Friday night game, and then Gary Saturday, Sunday into the off day and into Arizona.
All right, so how are you setting what will Maben do, and how are you setting your offense? How are you setting your outfield up, say, for the weekend?
So we got two lefties coming in San Francisco. So I would envision him playing certainly both of those games somewhere, whatever, you know, the configuration we go with. He's gonna certainly probably start both of those games, and hopefully be another guy that we kind of call on unexpectedly that can come up and contribute and help us. But that would be the plan, that he'll get here tonight. Probably he should get to the field a little before game time, so he'll be an active player off the bench for us tonight. But I would imagine I'll probably play him Friday and Saturday against the two lefties in San Francisco.
Can you push LeMahieu into the outfield or no?
Probably wouldn't.
Okay.
You know, obviously Tyler Wade's played out there.
Right. So he'd be the more logical guy to go out there. Okay.
Well, Tyler's been playing right now against righties, yes.
Right.
And then we got...
But I mean, against lefties, if you wanted to, you wouldn't move LeMahieu out there so that you get another bat on the infield. You wouldn't push it that way. You'd leave LeMahieu on the infield. Okay.
No, against a lefty, because then you might have Tyro Estrada in the lineup, and I'd be more inclined probably to go with Tyro in the outfield and keep LeMahieu on the infield.
Okay. So that's where you are right now. So I mean, because now you really, I mean, what the guys have done. I mean, whether it's Ursula, I mean, whoever you mention, they've done a really nice job. They really have. I mean, they've gotten big hits. They've made plays in the field. They've done a pretty good job. I mean, they really have. Even Wade, who's I've always thought has been a weak hitter, has done even a decent job at the plate lately.
Yeah, I mean, Wade's contributed, especially with the speed and. And the defense he's played kind of all over the field has been really strong. Talkman's been a really nice addition.
Yes,
he's had a good impact and played a really good outfielder. Urshela, as you mentioned.
Yeah, he's done well.
Yeah, his defense is phenomenal.
Really is.
And he's also contributed with the bat. You know, Ford has had a lot of good at-bats for us. So
Voit has picked it up.
So everyone's which is needs to happen right now. When you got your guys down, everyone needs to kind of not do more. You know, we've kind of the buzz phrase around here has been just do your job. You know, go out and contribute the way you can, and the guys have really I think embraced that, and it's been really neat to see kind of how these guys have kind of come together and rallied through this adversity.
How about all the other ones, you know, melding with the couple of regulars that are there? I mean, that's an interesting dynamic. You got a couple of your regulars there. You got Torres, you got Gaudy. Obviously, now you got Sanchez back. You've had Romine. You have a couple of your regulars there, and then you got all these different guys from all over the place.
Yeah, you know what? It seems like it's been kind of a perfect fit with everyone's kind of you get that sense where guys are enjoying their teammates' successes. You can really feel that. You can feel the excitement when somebody else does something big. Guys have picked each other up, and you know all the kind of cliche stuff has kind of happened right now, and it's been heartening to see this group come together.
We're talking with Aaron Boone, of course, as the Yankees try to go for a sweep with the Angels, which hasn't happened in a four-game series in a very long time. I think 94 was the last time. Angels used to give the Yankees fits out there in their better days. This is not one of the better Angel teams right now. They're struggling a little bit. What was your thought last night? Some people had a problem with the play with Wade. I mean, to me, as an old infielder, you got to figure, if guys are off the base for a second, tough luck. I mean, is that the theory, or do you feel like that was overdone?
Do I think it was overdone by what?
As far as the replay, the idea, you know, there was a thought that, you know, replay's not really designed to just catch
right.
guys in that kind of setting kind of thing.
Right. I mean, it's one of those nuances, but, hey, you know, these
Stay
players
on the base.
Understand that
yeah.
Now. And it, one of the things in our pregame meetings that you know, we went over is that Simmons is a guy that really likes to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like after a play's dead, he'll kind of just casually stand on you, hold a tag, just trying to create those kind of scenarios. And unfortunately, we got caught, and fortunately, we were able to come away with it anyway, though.
So you don't have a problem with that even from a – because I don't know if you did, but from a replay standpoint, some people thought that was, you know, really not what replay was designed to do, is to catch guys in those kind of settings.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That wouldn't fall under one of those for me. You know, sometimes
okay.
the neighborhood stuff. And
yeah, like the plays, you know, guy's foot comes off for a second,
yeah,
you know, that
yeah,
kind of
that,
thing.
That kind
yeah.
of stuff. This one probably doesn't quite fall under that. We got to know that, you know, we coach our infielders to hold tags.
Absolutely. No, I agree with it. I thought it was legitimate. I
yeah.
agree. I thought it was a good play. I figured as an infielder you would feel that way because, you know, you don't mind nudging a guy off the bag once in a while. I mean, you know,
right.
listen, I mean, that's baseball.
Yep.
You know, from that standpoint, that's what I figured. I mean, I understand that replays catches guys sometimes when the foot just just comes up off the bag kind of thing. And that makes it a little tricky.
Those are the ones.
How do you feel about your pitching right now as you go through this? You got to be, I would think, overall, you got to like what you've seen from Paxton, especially the last couple of starts. I mean, even the one where they blew his lead for him. You got to like what you've seen from him. I guess the biggest issue is Green. Let's talk about him first. Do you think you can fix him better in the minors versus a less pressurized role here? I guess you do if he wouldn't be down there, right?
Yes. I mean, that's the conversations we had after the game the other night is, you know, what serves him best, what serves us best in the long term. And we felt like, because we do feel like he's healthy and not far off, we feel like it's some subtle adjustments, some subtle things that he needs to work on that gets him back to being Chad Green. Like, there's no doubt in our minds that he is that guy still. But we felt like, you know, some of the situations we're putting him in here, it's hard to kind of work on those on the fly. And we feel like if we can get him more on a regimented schedule where he can really focus on some side work coupled with game work, we can get him back to where he needs to be, because there's no doubt he's going to, in my mind, going to get back to being the Chad Green we've seen for the last couple of years and play a big role in our bullpen this year.
Does it ever come up in those conversations whether or not it will devastate a guy to go to the minors at that stage?
That all goes into it. You're thinking about what's the best thing to get this player going, to get him right, and after a lot of conversation about it, and then you know, late that night having Chad up in my room with Larry, we just kind of explained it to him. He was actually very much on board and almost in agreement with the thought that he can go work on that better there. So, but with a player like that, with a guy that's done so much, that's such an established big league player, you know, you have the utmost respect and for that kind of decision.
You must be, overall, I would think you got to be happy with the pitching you've been getting.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, obviously winning games here, and we talk about all the guys that have contributed, but, you know, a big reason why is because we've gotten overall really good starting pitching up and down the rotation. You know, we've had a couple of hiccups here and there, but by and large, guys have pitched really well. For a couple of the struggles we've had in the bullpen, I feel like a lot of guys are throwing the ball well and really trending in the right direction. So, overall, the pitching I feel like is really close to being really good, but overall is a big reason why we've been winning games.
Yes, and the last two starts from Paxton have been overpowering. I mean, different games, different approach both games, but still the results have been unbelievable. They really have. He's really he has looked dynamic in those two starts.
He has, and you know, it's what he's capable of. I mean, he is a guy that's, you know, on that short list of pitchers that when he goes out there and he's on his game, he can dominate anyone. And it's been really good to see him in his last two starts be that pitcher that we believe he is.
And you had to be very happy with what you got from Loaisiga last night.
It was huge. You know, kind of in that mode of trying to reset our pen a little bit, trying to stay away from guys because of, you know, using guys a lot, that extra inning games where you use guys multiple innings and stuff. So we were going to ride with them, especially being down in that game until we were able to come back. We were going to ride them until we could hand it off to the back end if we got a lead, and Lowe gave us just what we needed. He was really good. Another little glimpse at why we're so excited about him and what he can be. So it was a huge outing for us. We were able to get the lead and then hand it off to Chappie.
Yeah, he's done that was very important last night. What did you think of CeCe last night?
CeCe, okay, not great. You know, got hurt with the long ball, obviously, and the one pitch I think he'd like to have back was the three-run homer to Calhoun, where he hung a breaking ball, was trying to go off the plate with that pitch. It hung right in the middle, and he made him pay, and that was ultimately what turned it into not a very good line for him. But you know what? He after giving up five through four innings, he was still able to go out for the fifth and give us a shutdown inning to kind of preserve the pen a little bit, and then we were able to give it off to Loaisiga. So not a great outing by any means, but enough to keep us in the game.
I mean, I had Cash on the other day, and we're talking with Aaron Boone, of course, and he made it seem like it was pretty much going to be another 10 days before a Stanton, before a Hicks was even close other than Sanchez. Anybody else ahead of that? Have you got any reports that move anybody ahead of that group, or is it still probably 10 days away?
Let me see. Andujar, there's a chance, could get some at-bats in a extended games this weekend, and if that were to go well, he could start a rehab.
So no decision's been made on him about surgery, right?
No, and he continues to progress really well.
Okay.
I actually saw
him. Can he throw the ball?
Yeah, I saw he took ground balls the Sunday. We weren't taking batting practice at home before we went on the trip, and it was another big step. Like, he was getting it across well. He was throwing from different angles. So, you know, we're at least continue to be encouraged by that. You know, I think Frazier, Stanton could all be in that, you know, next week to 2 week range. And then Hicks probably very shortly in thereafter. So those are three guys hopefully in the next few weeks. And when we get back home, Dellen's set to start playing catch. So, you know, those guys are doing well, and the reports on Didi continue to be really strong. So, I mean, obviously he's still probably a couple months off, but he's doing really well.
I know you're proud of your team. Are you surprised that you've been able to do as well as you have?
You know what? I don't want to say I'm surprised because, you know, as I've kind of maintained all along, the expectations haven't changed, and we believe in the guys we have. It's obviously, you know, there's missing your dudes is a big deal, but these guys are good players, and we're doing a lot of little things really well to allow us to win games.
Well, listen, keep it up. Good job. You still got another week on the road before you come home, but you know what? So far, it's been a welcome place for you. I mean, things are going well, so congrats on the winning streak. We'll talk next week. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take
care. All right, Aaron Boone, the Yankees have won six straight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.